Today, the United Nations Secretary General said the UN will stay in Iraq. Kofi Annan told reporters the UN will continue what he called its essential work, despite yesterday's suicide bombing.
I do not know who they are, and I don't know what their cause is and which God they pray to. But what they did yesterday will not serve their cause nor their God.
The attack on the UN's Baghdad headquarters killed at least 20 people.
In the terrible first moments following yesterday's blast in Baghdad, it became clear that the bombers had struck at the very heart of the United Nations operation there at its top envoy. This injured UN worker described what he just witnessed.
It was a car bomb right below the office of Mr. Viera de Mello. And his office and the offices underneath him and around him no longer exist. It is all rubble.
Sergio Viera de Mello, UN Special Representative to Iraq, died in that blast yesterday. He had spent 30 of his 55 years serving mankind in some of the world's most dangerous places. Yesterday, the national flags that circle the entrance to the UN in New York were taken down, and the blue and white UN flag waved alone at half-staff. UN spokesman Fred Eckert.
The death of any colleague is hard to bear, but I can think of no one we could less afford to spare or who would be more acutely missed throughout the UN system than Sergio.
Sergio Viera de Mello arrived in Baghdad in June. He was scheduled to stay just 4 months. Viera de Mello had been serving as the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. He was persuaded by Secretary General Kofi Annan to step down temporarily and take on a new mission, looking out for the interests of the Iraqi people in the midst of the U.S.-led occupation. Viera de Mello described it this way just before he left for Iraq.
The people of Iraq, as we know only too well, have suffered and have suffered enough. It is time that we all, the Iraqis first, the coalition authority, and the United Nations, come together to ensure that this suffering comes to an end and that the Iraqi people take their destiny into their own hands as quickly as possible. And we must not fail.
Viera de Mello was known as a man who refused to fail. In fact, he was the architect of some of the UN's most successful operations, keeping the peace in Kosovo and Bosnia, nation-building in East Timor and Cambodia. Ian Guest worked with Viera de Mello in Cambodia in 1992. Now teaching human rights at Georgetown University's School of Foreign Service, Ian Guest says the Brazilian-born diplomat had flair and enormous charm and a real touch with the everyday people he met in Cambodia.
But he was also very, very decisive and able to operate at the highest political level. We were under a lot of pressure from human rights groups not to take refugees back into Cambodia. They warned that there were landmines, the Khmer Rouge was on the loose, etc. Sergio decided to get those trucks rolling and get the refugees back home. He came under a lot of criticism for it, but in retrospect, he was absolutely right. If he hadn't done that, I think the whole UN operation in Cambodia could have unraveled. And I think that was the kind of person he was, extremely effective at getting things done in these extremely difficult circumstances.
Sergio Viera de Mello left behind two sons and many admirers. UN spokesman Frank Eckert, yesterday in New York.
I share the grief of Sergio's family. We shall all miss him sorely, as a colleague and as a friend. Those who killed him have committed a crime, not only against the United Nations, but against Iraq itself.
There is no word yet on who next will take up the post of UN Special Representative to Iraq.